you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My favorite part of the show is 249, and I get to talk to my friend Steve Thompson. Happy belated Thanksgiving, Steve.
Yes, same to you, Shaletta. It was a good day. I saw my mom and dad. I didn't eat too much. I was good. I limited myself.
Okay. So when you limited yourself, was it you got a little bit of everything, or did you stick to one or two things? Because there's a difference. Like I stuck to greens and meat. Like I tried to stay away from the mac and cheese and the dressing and, you know, the cinnamon rolls. I tried to stay right there with the with the collard greens and the meat and stay away from the bread. Or did you just do a little bit of each thing?
Yeah, I was in for Henry a few nights this week, and I told Grizz Tubbs that I was going to just try a dollop of everything.
Okay.
Just a scoop of everything. So I didn't go crazy, and then I had a little pie later because I didn't want to be miserable. Over the years, there's times I've been miserable, and that's no way to watch football. You don't want to watch football movies.
Now, did you check out any of the games on Thanksgiving Day? I mean, we had a couple of good ones.
Well, that Bears Lions, the Bears coach got fired after all of that.
Oh my God! How you? They didn't even wait till after Christmas. You're not supposed to fire somebody the day after Thanksgiving. That's just disrespectful.
Well, if you don't use your time out in that situation, you deserve to get fired. It was, and I was working with Jonathan Lowe last night, and he made a great point. If there's an in-game situation where a head coach gets fired, that's it. That's it. And everybody's watching. It's not a regional game on a Sunday and so on and so forth. Everybody and their uncle are watching that game. And take the time out in that situation. If low out, nobody cares. But the Bears had a chance to upset the Lions. So, it was crazy. And then Giants-Cowboys was a little bit better. Cowboys played pretty well, and then Green Bay looked really good. Miami wanted no part of the cold in Green Bay on Thursday night.
No. Now, what is going on with our Vikings? You know, we started out at the top of everybody rankings because we were undefeated for a little bit. And, you know, when folks start ranking, you know, the teams that are going to head to the Super Bowl or the best teams in the NFL, we've kind of slipped out of the top spots, D.
Yeah, well, I still think they're having a year far beyond. When they went to camp this summer down at TCO Performance Center, if you would have said, hey, the Vikes are going to be 9-2, Sam Darnold's going to be playing really well, and they're going to be 4-1 at home, but 5-1 on the road. Now, granted, they took advantage of some bad teams in this three-game road trip, finding a way to beat the Jaguars in spite of playing pretty poorly all day down in Jacksonville. They beat the Titans, and then they held on to beat the Bears. I think overall this season has exceeded all expectations, and they take on a Cardinals team that's better than that group we just talked about that they saw on the road, and they have Kyler Murray, and they could cause that Vikings D some problems. But they have a very good chance to win the football game, and let's face it, they need to keep winning. Green Bay is winning. Detroit's winning. And I do want to point this out. The two-time defending Super Bowl champ Kansas City Chiefs, they got very lucky to win a game against the L.A. Raiders yesterday. So even the great teams, even the Super Bowl championship teams, find a way to get it done. And so far, the Vikes have been doing that.
Yeah. And what do you think, Steve? I mean, are we going to take it all the way? I mean, can we say it out loud?
When you look at the NFC right now, you got to think Philly and Detroit are your favorites. Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles, after really finishing last season looking terrible, playing really well. It's got a football game, even though they almost blew the game against the Bears on Thanksgiving Day. They're kind of the cream of the crop, and I they're my favorites in the NFC. But the Vikings, you know, they're going to be a playoff team, barring a complete collapse here. And sure, they've got a shot, but I like the Eagles and at this point in the NFC more.
Okay, all right, okay. Now
but,
you got,
but I'm not hating on them.
It was coming out of my mouth. I said, "You sound like you got some hateration up in you, Steve." Sound
not
like
at
I,
all.
I mean, my hatar is going off. Okay, so no hate. Okay. I was just wondering. Now I was just realizing it and looking, athletes today, I tell you, they have a great opportunity to capitalize on their success. Did you see the Anthony Edwards Sprite commercial? Santa Claus. Have you seen that?
Absolutely. And it's a big deal. I don't think we really understand how huge he is among the young fans around the NBA. He's a big deal in NBA markets all over the country and, for that matter, all over the world. Ant is no longer our secret. Everybody loves him. He's got a great personality, a great player. He's going to make a ton of money. And the superstars in the NBA, as much as they make, the big, big money, they make even more money. You look at, what LeBron James has done, for instance. Isn't the word that LeBron now is net worth billionaire?
He's got a billion. Yep. He's a billionaire. And, they just are so much smarter and, understand their worth. And they're not just going to put on somebody's tennis shoes because they send them to them, or, drink somebody's soda and take a picture for little or no money. These athletes understand their worth. They're going to business school and they're graduating from college and they want their fair share. They saw how Michael Jordan was able to profit off of his name and built Nike into the, multi-billion-dollar company that it is, and they want their piece of the pie too, Steve.
Well, and Michael Jordan's mom gets a lot of credit for all of that. She was a woman that really understood what Michael Jordan was coming out of college and what he could be, and that was a game changer. You and I have talked about this.
Yes, we have.
A great deal. That was a major moment in athletes getting their due beyond the big payday playing the sport, what they were able to make on their likeness and image out of sports.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you got your show coming up, and tell your lovely family, your bride and your two beautiful daughters that I said happy belated Thanksgiving. I love you. And folks can listen to Steve Thompson coming up next. This is the end of the Shaletta Show. This is the end of the Old Town Road for me. We will see you next Saturday. You have a great and amazing weekend.